You've entered the Houston Running Zone, the ultimate podcast for runners in the Houston area, featuring the everyday runners who inspire us, clubs, gear, races, and runcations. Houston, we've got the runs.
All right, today in the zone, I have a two-time Chevron Houston Marathon ambassador. I've been checking out her Instagram. Wow, she is social. And I just really wanted to pick her brain because she's got a lot to share, is Glenda Newman. Glenda, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me, Keith.
Oh yeah, I've seen you've been on a couple other podcasts, and I'd love, and I'll put a link to those other ones as well. You know, I think the more we put out different Houston area podcasts, the better. But I really want to get into it is your mother. And a lot of us have, whether it's kids or other obligations, and you're a running maniac. How in the world are you balancing the time between all your different commitments?
Oh my gosh. I sometimes have to just kind of convince my daughter to just sit next to me while I'm on the treadmill.
But lots of treadmill
running. Yeah, okay. Lots of treadmill running this season. And in the past, my daughter's dad used to watch her while I ran. This season looks a little bit different, and every season does, right? Like, I think that's the fun thing about training for these runs is like every season looks different.
Oh, especially the last couple of years, every season is different.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And speaking of which, you were a ambassador when there was a virtual Houston Marathon, which I think is extremely difficult, but at the same time, if there was going to be a virtual run, that would probably be the best one to do. Like, because you've done other marathons, obviously you're ambassador. How in the world did you stay motivated, let alone motivate others? Because you had to, you're an ambassador.
Yeah, that was such a fun year though. I will say, like, this is my third year being an ambassador, and I think that was my favorite one so far. Because it was such a weird thing to describe, like being together, but apart. And that's really what the community did. Like Kung Fu Running Club, they were so cool. I virtually ran with them. So I know that other like clubs are doing something similar. West End did something similar to this, but you would like take a selfie and then like let them know that you finished the route and then just take a selfie and tag them. And then the next week they would put like a big collage of all the runners. So it was like, you were running next to people. It was so cute. So I really liked that. Like watching people like stay motivated kept me motivated too. And I was like, it was just such a, I don't know, it was such a fun year for running for me personally. It was just a really great time.
Wow. So obviously Kung Fu, that's a free running club, as with West End's like all FFP clubs. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of your training or the free clubs? You kind of do other things, or is that more of the social runs you're doing, or obviously you're doing a lot. So yeah, what's your secret?
Yeah. So I treat the social runs exactly as that, social. So like in the mornings I'll run my miles that I'm supposed to run. And I try to just keep the social one social, you know, but like whatever my coach has me doing for that day, shout out to Coach James Wyatt. He is amazing. And he'll just have me like, you know, run a certain distance. I run that. And then in the afternoon, I go do like the social thing.
Okay. So it kind of gives you like a free pass to do some recovery type fun miles. Is that kind of your coaching style or their coaching style for you?
Right. So yeah, I do not run usually in those evenings. So what I do is I find a person who's new to running and love on them, by giving them the confidence, like, hey, you don't have to run this alone. If this is your first time, perfect. I love walking too. Let's go, you know, so just keeping people like motivated. And, that's kind of been like my new thing this season. And I just really enjoy doing that. And before it was like, I was really using the social runs to for my training, and that got to be very difficult because this heat don't play.
Yeah, 5:30 on a Wednesday or Monday. Yeah, that's not fun. PM.
No. Yes, it's so hot, especially the summer has been a very, very hot summer.
A lot of people, they just started running. Do you recommend for people that are just starting off to kind of start with some of the free running clubs? Are there any other resources that you see for people that are just getting started, or people, you know, you want to bring people, they're like, oh, I'm not a runner. We hear that all the time, right? Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that you recommend for people that just are just getting started, whether a walker or a, you know, social runner? Are those the best ones, or are there other resources that you like?
I am at the edge of my seat right now. I love this question.
Cool. All so right.
Because like, I love committing to new runners. New runners are really my favorite people, just because it takes a lot of guts to do something new. And I really want to encourage new runners. So every other Tuesday I co-captain Latinas Run.
Okay.
And that is a really fun running club. We meet out of City Center, Lululemon City Center, every other Tuesday. But Latinas Run is really special because we really focus on the newness of running. I know that it can be challenging to run with people or just run at first in general, you know. So we have people that come out with strollers, they come out with friends, they come out with dogs. And it's just like, I really want it to be a safe space for everybody, specifically people who do not see themselves as runners. And I really feel like Latinas Run has given myself and the other ambassadors/co-captains a great platform to say, hey, come on out. Like, even if you don't see yourself as a runner, like, this will kind of set you up to give yourself that chance.
Yeah. Maybe we need to think of a new term than runner. So I think that seems to be a barrier.
Yeah. It's sort of intimidating. And I actually, I have a friend who is, you know, she's a yoga instructor. And I was like, dude, yoga scares me the way running scares you.
Like, I just had that conversation this morning.
No way.
That's hard. I'm like, I'm sweating thinking about yoga. It's like, you gotta be coordinated. Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I just did my friend, my friend Natasha does a really fun one on Sundays. It's called Get Your Together Sunday. And right. She's great. And it's like, it's a flow with like journaling and meditation, but I was so sore the next day. From like, I think it was like 45 minutes of yoga, but I was so sore. And I'm like, running doesn't make me sore. I mean, not just like my regular runs, but this like yoga sure did.
Mm-hmm. Like, is Lululemon, I know there's one here that on my side of town, over in the Clear Lake area over here in Baybrook, they're kind of starting some things. Are there ambassadors of Lululemon that are kind of promoting their running now, or how's that all working out? Or did you just start this club yourself?
I did not start the club. This club was started in New York, by a woman named Maria, and she is awesome. So she's starting different chapters in different cities, but my friends and I, we co-captain/ are ambassadors for Latinas Run. And then through that platform, I was able to become a Lululemon ambassador, which is really cool. I'm also a pacer for the 10K coming up in November, which is super fun. They're kind of doing it like in two cities every year, and you don't know when it's going to come back to your city. So it's a really fun. Yeah, I know. It's such a fun opportunity. And so they're really gearing it to like make it authentic to that city. So this run will be focused on Houston. Everything about it will be like Houston centered. So I'm really excited about it.
Okay. Like any hints, any clues, or you're going to be surprised as well? It's like, you know, some of the Houston isms. Is that a word? It's a word now.
It is now. So I think they're doing like churros at the finish line and mariachis, like stuff like that, like helps people connect to like the different parts of Houston that make it so great. What else? I can't remember. Like there's going to be all these like hoopla stations. It's going to be like an experience for sure.
And when's the date of this?
That's November 13.
Oh, okay. Terrific. Okay. So it'd be nice weather. It'd be under 100.
Yes. Most likely. No kidding. It's going to be a great day for a run for sure.
Okay. Yeah. I'll definitely put a link. I'll find that and everything.
Perfect. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
But speaking of treats and fun, you mentioned a little bit on your profile about breakfast tacos. Is that like your reward at the end of a hard training run, or what's your obsession?
Well, I was just telling my friend Viv that I never turn down tacos, and I don't. I love tacos.
Nor should anybody, really.
right. I kind of don't want to meet the person that will turn down a taco. I mean, yes, I'll meet them, but will I be friends with them? Just kidding.
No.
I know, right? But I love post-run tacos. They're my favorite. Little hidden gem right by Memorial Park. There is El Tiempo. But let me say it right. El Tiempo. And then they have like a meat market right next door. And they have like sort of like a steam table. And you can get really authentic tacos like barbacoa, nopales. Yeah. So like you can get cactus tacos with eggs. Yeah. So good.
All right. Okay. So there you go.
Check that. And you don't have to sit down at the restaurant. It's like very casual.
Excellent.
So for post sweaty tacos. Yep. Yeah. Sweaty run tacos.
Well, obviously you love giving back. You started, or you're helping out with clubs. You're helping out with new runners. And I noticed also that you're involved a little bit in Catapult. Can you kind of share some of the giving backs that you've done? Or did you just get the singlet?
You are so awesome. Look, I'm going to show you.
I'm a creeper.
Like the things that I wanted to talk about. Yeah. And I'm so thankful. Thank you so much for mentioning that. Yeah. So this year, for 2023 Chevron Houston Marathon, I'm raising money for Team Catapult. And they're an awesome organization. They help runners with disabilities by paying for their races, I believe they help them with their prosthetics. And so another way that I'm involved with Team Catapult is I come to their practices for their visually impaired runners, which happen every Wednesday at Memorial Park at 7 p.m. and every Saturday at Memorial Park at 7 a.m. every last Saturday at Active Passion off of like White Oak. Yeah, at 7 a.m. So there's plenty of ways to get involved if fundraising isn't really your jam. But the best part about guiding visually impaired runners with Catapult is you don't need experience, which it's sort of scary to think like, oh my gosh, I have to be their eyes, but you don't need to have experience to do it. And so I think this is another great way for new runners to kind of come out if they feel like, well, I'm not that fast. You know what? That's okay. Like there's, we'll pair you with an athlete.
Okay. So they'll match you. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So it's really cool. I really love it. It's one of my favorite ways to give back to the running community. I wish I did it more, but I'm hoping this season I'll be able to get out there. I think I want to be there tomorrow for their practice.
So when you're running the Houston Marathon, are you like a hero fundraiser or you're kind of doing the active fundraising? How, like, cause I know there's different ways of doing fundraising for Houston Marathon. And some people that's why they're running is for a specific charity. So which route are you going?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm doing hero fundraising. So this is the first year that Team Catapult is in the run, race Run for a Reason with Chevron. Okay. Yeah. So it's really cool. I'm so happy for them.
Excellent. So are you doing the full?
Yes.
Okay.
This will be my fifth marathon.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Well, what part of, obviously you have a connection, not just because you're Houstonian, but you know, what is it about the Houston Marathon that you look forward to every single year?
I think it's so well organized. It's a very well organized race, from the way that the spectators are kind of set out to the aid stations. It's very well thought out. I mean, this will be their 51st year. It's clearly not their first rodeo. And they really do a great job at making sure that the runners are well taken care of. I mean, I really look forward to it.
Have you done other marathons in other cities?
I have not. I've done Rock and Roll in Dallas. And I think that's the only other city I've run in. I just keep going back to Houston. It's such a great race and it's a Boston qualifier. I'm not there yet, but I plan on it. And it's really great to have that in our backyard. It's really pretty cool that we have that opportunity.
You are in the Houston Running Zone. We've got the runs.
The reason I ask is that a lot of people don't realize that I haven't found a half or a full where you can start and hang out and chill out and end at a convention center indoors.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really cool. Oh my gosh, the expo. It's so electric. I love the expo. From the moment that you like sign up for this race, the way that they keep keep encouraging you, there's so much like buzz around it. It's like, it's really fun to look forward to it. But then that race weekend, oh my gosh, it's so electric. And I like to do the Texas double where you do the day before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a great way. It's a great shakeout. And, everyone's there. You do it right after the expo or like, no, not right after, like right before the expo. It's just really fun. I love it.
Yeah. I just like it because if it's cold, if it's raining, if it's too hot, I can hang out in the expo until the start time.
Yes. Oh yeah. Okay. So see, I guess I didn't think about it. Yeah. Everywhere else you have to wait outside.
That's crazy. It's like this hidden gem that is like, you guys got to promote the heck out of this. I mean, this is awesome.
No kidding. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. Well, it just shocks you when you go to other cities and run a half or full. You're like, this isn't as fun.
Mm-hmm. They really do try to, give the runners a very plush experience. We get to use indoor bathrooms, you know, before we head to our corrals. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Well, the first year I did, it was like pouring down rain. I've done cold. So you said your fifth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what year did you start running the Houston one?
My first marathon was in 2015. Yeah. My first marathon was in 2015, January. And then February, I was pregnant with my daughter. And I was like, oh, cool. I'll have a few months and train while I'm pregnant and no big deal. Don't, because that didn't happen.
Not in Houston.
But it was just, I don't know. You know, I was like, I don't know what I was thinking. But that year I think after like my 21st week, I was like, I ran a marathon. I'm good. I ran a marathon. There's no need to run anymore. Because I was really hoping to do that second one, but I took some time off. So my second marathon was in 2019.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. And it's, I joke about, you know, training in Houston, but I'd imagine after you run a marathon, you're in great shape. That's good that you're able to go up to 20 weeks. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And that would be in the heat of the summer too, wouldn't that?
Oh, yes. I think that's why I stopped. It was a hot summer. And maybe because I had a heater in my body.
Yeah. They take priority. Yes. I have a daughter, but I don't have the same, I had to go through the same thing, but I can only imagine after witnessing and everything that's amazing that you're able to make it 20 weeks. Mm-hmm. So you said your daughter's sometimes with you on a treadmill. Have you ever done any like stroller runs when she was younger, anything else like that? Or is it a little too hot?
It's, you know, running has always, and this is selfish. So yeah, I'm going to just say it.
You have to be selfish sometimes. You do.
You really need time as a parent. Running is for me and it's for me. And I've never been a stroller mom which I admire stroller moms. First of all, your stride is like amazing. And then you have to use, you know, you use your body in a completely different way to run when you're pushing a stroller. So kudos like to people who run with a stroller. Like my friend Brittany, she's been doing it with her two kids since forever. I've always admired that. But for me, I feel like I kind of ditched the stroller as soon as my baby took her first steps. I was like, bye, dude, you're walking everywhere now.
It helps wear them out. They sleep better.
Yeah.
I appreciate you saying that because some people like they feel guilty if they're not using it. And, you know, the same, you know, we had a stroller, a running stroller, but then the times like my wife needs to, she got me into running. She needs to train by herself and have a life, have mental distance, you know, have her own mental time. So I appreciate you mentioning that, because some people feel guilty if they don't do everything.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you. And you know, I just heard your interview with Brandon.
Oh, LeBlanc.
Every Street LeBlanc. Yes. Brandon LeBlanc. And so he runs with his wife and they have little girls and they stroller run with them. And I love their girls. They're staples in the running community already, but like, they're just so sweet. And I admire the heck out of them because they take turns, you know? Yeah. But I mean, that's, I just think that's so cool. It's just, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Some people make it work and I'm kind of the same way. It's like, when I want to be a parent, I want to be a parent. When I want to be a runner, I want to be a runner. Right. I'll run with my daughter now that she's a teenager, but we don't go that far. And we're more of a social, you know, mental break from the inside. So yeah. So it's good. Everybody has their different ways of doing things. So appreciate that.
Yeah.
One thing I did see was the alter ego cap. Now, are you an alter ego ambassador? Or are you like the alter ego hats? Because one of my friends, an ambassador, and then it was during the whole lockdown, so I didn't really get to talk to him about it. But are they running, but they look like trucker hats, or what's up?
Yeah, the Izzo brothers. So they are the guys who did like 100, I don't know, hours, I think, of running. They were at the expo in 2019. Three brothers, three treadmills, and they were just there. But they have this hat line, and they're really functional. They're great hats. I'm not an ambassador for them this year, but I have been in the past, and they're just they're amazing hats. They're really great running hats.
Okay, just they wick, or they cool, or just they're not heavy. I mean, like, what's the? Because I see a lot of them.
Check.
Okay, yeah, there you go. I should sell these. Okay,
right. Yeah, they're honestly really great hats. So I'm an ambassador also for Noon, and I love, you know, obviously their hydration stuff is like really great. Some people don't like the taste, which I don't get, because they're delicious to me. My daughter loves the taste of them. She gets the vitamin ones. She calls them sizzly tabs. It's adorable.
Yeah. Well, I think some people, they're so used to, I think some people go to Gatorade because they're so used to things that are like overly sweet. For me, it's overly sweet. So it just kind of depends on what you prefer. I mean, you see me, I just dilute any sort of electrolyte because I just can't take the sweet after a while. Same. Noon is one of them. Noon is one of them.
I recently tried Tailwind Naked, which is really good. It has a very mild taste, but I love it.
Yeah. The only problem I had with Tailwind is sometimes they're caffeinated ones. I can't tell. So I just drink a ton. I'm like, whoa, okay, that's a lot of caffeine. Because I'm so used to having caffeine with like strong things, you know?
Right, I see. Yeah, I can see how that can get me in trouble.
Yeah, then my wife comes, she like bought it in bulk. So we have like all this white powder and she's measuring it, sharing all this white powder with her friends. Super creepy.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Three-time Houston Marathon ambassador. That's neat. Are you mixing it up, or, you know, what are you kind of, what's new next year, or I guess for 2023, it's technically this season, but are there any hints, any fun things you know about? Give us some hints if you know.
I do know a lot.
What are you allowed to say?
I'd be knowing a lot. I do want to say we are going to have our kickoff party in September. It's going to be a lot of fun. I don't have all the details on that, but, you know, we had the same party last year and they're always so much fun. They always do a race entry giveaway and all the fun swag. They have, like, last year they did like a little scavenger hunt, sort of like at every stop, they had like a little bracelet that you could get. If you grabbed all the bracelets, you were entered to win something. So they always have really fun things.
Okay, so September, look for and I know they do like Takeover Tuesdays on their Instagram. Now, have those started yet?
Yeah, there's one right now.
Okay. Well, there we go. I'm out. I'm not that active on social media. So that's why I have to always ask people when to start looking out for things. All right, cool. Yeah. So when is yours? Or do you know?
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Save the date. January 3rd. My birthday is January 1st. So I'm using it as a birthday weekend thing.
Okay.
Birthday cool. week. Yeah.
Excellent. I'll type it in right now. January 3rd.
All
right.
Yes. Cool. January 3rd. I'm trying to find the details on that. Kickoff party.
Okay. Yeah. And if not, I'll just put in the, on the show notes.
Okay, yeah,
if we don't, have it. Cause yeah, it's kind of hard to think and type I know, and all yeah. sorts of stuff.
Yeah. It yeah. all sorts of London.
That's cool. Yeah. And yeah, I'll put the other links to the episodes that you've done, which is obviously, you know, some of the same, but at the same time, it's always good to share out all the different podcasts that are here in the Houston area. But before I let you go, I got three more questions. Call it the lightning round. You ready, Glenda?
Yes. I'm ready. Let's go.
All right.
I'll write down my answers.
Well, we already talked tacos, but I think there's still a hidden gem there. What's your favorite culinary guilty pleasure?
I love Vietnamese food. Love, love, love Vietnamese food.
Okay. Any hidden gems you want to promote?
Yeah. Well, okay. Okay. So there is, and I might not pronounce it properly, Xin Chao. And it's like off of Sawyer Heights. The okay. This is a James Beard Award finalist. I'm oh, wow. pretty sure they're going to get it. It's here in Houston. That's such a big deal. So check it out. Also, the owner of this restaurant, she's the head chef slash owner. She's a blind woman. She won MasterChef season, I think, 3, but she's blind. And she now has this whole thing. I mean, it's awesome. Just amazing. The food is delicious. Just, it's one of my favorite restaurants in town.
Are you leaning more towards pho, banh mi? What's your jam?
I love banh mi. I do. But they don't have banh mi there. They have like pierfelli and rice. That sort of stuff. So delicious.
All right. Terrific. All right. And question number 2, kind of started this a couple of episodes ago, just because it's always good to think about this. What's your favorite kind of runner safety tip?
You know, okay. As we approach those sunset earlier times, don't feel weird about wearing the light. Don't feel weird about that. And, you know, don't feel weird about wearing neons, like be visible. I feel like now more than ever, we are distracted. We are so distracted. So don't expect people to see you, like be seen. Stay safe.
Yeah. Flashing lights, whatever works.
I might wear a strobe light or something.
I think like when it first starts to get light or when it first starts to get dark, I think that's like the scariest time because people aren't quite ready for.
I know
the change.
It's like the first couple of weeks, there's like traffic jam everywhere. Like the night is a wall or something. It's so weird.
Well, I don't even know if you've done any races. I didn't creep up on you too bad. But question number 3 would be: what's your favorite non-Houston Chevron or Chevron Houston Marathon race?
Ooh! Oh, I love Rodeo Run.
Oh, okay. The point to point. All right.
Yeah, I love Rodeo Run. It's so cute. It's so fun. It's easy. And it's right after Chevron. It's fun.
So do you race it or you just kind of like chill out and enjoy the route?
I chill out. I enjoy it.
Okay, cool. It's good. Because I know some people are like Chevron. I mean, it's like perfect weather. So much crowd support. So it's good. You can have a nice, fun one.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Terrific. And I will put a link up to your Instagram because it's also shared with the Chevron Houston Marathon ambassadors, which is Glentastica. Is that correct?
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
That's awesome. I knew by when I did the follow, I was like, okay, this is going to be fun. I mean, yeah. with a name like that, we're good.
Thank you. I'm glad I live up to it.
All right, well, thank you so much, Glenda. I look forward to seeing you at the marathon.
Yes. Thank you so much for your time, Keith. I appreciate you.
As always, if you want to become the first to find out about upcoming weekly episodes, simply hit the plus, follow, subscribe button. Depends on your podcast platform. And if you're on a podcast app where you can leave a rating and review, we always love it. Hey, give us 5 stars if you like it. And if you don't like it, give us 5 stars anyways. You made it through the whole episode. But more importantly, looking forward to sharing another episode next week.
Thanks for visiting the Houston Running Zone. If you know someone you'd like to be featured in the zone, go to thehoustonrunningzone.com and send us a message. Until next week, always remember, Houston, we've got the runs.